It's a song.
It's a song.
It's a song.
It's a song.
It's a song, and it's talking about...
This is like an Ozzy Osbourne anthem.
Yes, exactly. In the way I sang it.
Everybody's got an opinion. Every Californian and Virginian. It's so hard to tell who to trust and who to ignore. Someone's got to settle the score. Trey and Chelsea will help you choose. Whose views win? Which ones lose? Online haters are coming for you. Maybe it's time to review their review.
Hello.
Well, hello. And everyone, please make welcome to Review That Review, the podcast that is dedicated to reviewing
reviews.
That's Chelsea Dawn.
That's Trey Gerald.
But you can just call us
the Review Queens.
And this week, we have a very special show for you because this isn't just an ordinary week, Trey.
No.
Trey's birthday week. Cue the music.
I just got the Grimace Shake. Ooh, that sounds delicious. Do you want the Grimace Shake? Yes, it's so nutritious. If I drink it, would it be a big mistake? Why would you ever think that? They say it could put your life at stake, and once you drink it, you can't go back.
Happy birthday, Grimace. What is on your Amazon wish list?
Ooh, topical.
You're giving me everything and more. You're the new friend we're looking for. Happy birthday.
Let me just say, you're my favorite purple guy. You're the friend that I wish I could multiply.
Who cares about Ronald and the other guys? You make me so happy that I could just die.
You're the type to leave no child behind. Anyone, you're just $1,299.
Happy birthday, Grimace. Your shake is so delicious. Please, I gotta live because the baby's getting vicious.
Happy birthday, Grimace. What is on your Amazon wish list?
You're giving me everything and more. And you're the new friend we're looking for.
Real scary at the end. Not really sure why. Happy birthday, Grimace.
Yay.
Happy birthday, Trey. It's your
birthday.
Well,
thank you. Grimace is the purple guy from McDonald's, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. Grimace is like the best McDonald's character, in my opinion. I just love.
Talk about a pear shape.
Talk about a luscious, delicious pear shape. Sign me up.
So what was that jingle? Is that from...
I don't know. I think it became like viral. Somebody just wrote it. I know this is supposedly the original. I vaguely remember hearing it. And, you know, last year I was a little late. And this year I just thought I needed to change it up. And I think it's a new tradition that we have to find really fun and interesting birthday songs. So this was the one I decided was fit for you, Queen, because I know how much you love fast food.
You're so sweet. Thank you. Yes. And my birthday is tomorrow. So you're early, Diva.
That's right. Well, she learned her lesson.
We're making it right in 2025.
That's right. She's right on time. She's early. And with that in mind, Trey, for your first birthday gift...
Ooh.
Would you like to
lodge a complaint?
Why, yes, I would, Chelsea. Okay. So this actually just happened yesterday. I came home from a long day of work.
Okay.
And I was talking with my husband. I was in my like undershirt and I'm like going through like explaining something. And he's like, is your neck green? And I was like, what? And he's like, oh, I think your necklace is turning your neck green.
Oh my God.
No, I am so mad because I bought this little chain necklace on Amazon. It said it was 24 karat gold and they must have lied to me because it surely has been turning my neck green. And that is, doesn't that only happen with
when
fake jewelry?
When it's like fake, yeah.
So maybe it was a 24 karat gold coating, like, which is probably nothing. Like that's like how people are like natural flavors,
right,
which like actually has no definition. Like a 24 karat gold coating probably has no meaning.
Right. A 24 karat coating is probably a natural flavor.
Right. It's probably actually like 24 broccoli coating. Like it's not even a carrot.
Right. Exactly.
But I'm so bummed about that because I really got into having like a little like Italian guy.
Yeah. Look at my bling. Look at my...
like a little like baby
my
chain.
My situation,
you know?
Here.
And I know that I sweat. That's probably part of it. I also like wasn't taking it off and I like take a bath almost every night. So like maybe I was exacerbating it because I've only had it for maybe 3-4 months. But gosh, there's... it's just very embarrassing to have green from jewelry because I don't wear jewelry. I don't have my ears pierced. This is brand new to be wearing necklaces. I don't really wear rings. So I have never experienced it. I knew it to be a phenomenon, but do you have any experience? Can you help me with this? Like, how do I actually purchase a little chain necklace that isn't going to turn me green?
I guess you got to just like really look at the fine print when you're buying something and see. I mean, usually I guess the price of gold right now especially is high, but it doesn't have to be gold. I mean, there's other minerals I think that don't turn your neck green, but you got to do your due diligence and make sure that you're getting something with quality. Otherwise it will. And it is like, it shouldn't be, but it is sort of embarrassing. Like I remember I got a ring one time and it like turned my finger that like bluish green color. And I was like, I am a piece of shit, which is like, why?
Yeah, right?
Like why?
Like there is an emotional connotation.
Yeah,
to
like, ew, like that. My jewelry is turning my skin green. Like that's like, I should be better. I don't know like why that is.
Does that mean I have to go to silver or?
No, it just means that you need to like, I think make sure that you're what
spend
you're buying. Yeah, I think spend a little bit more money. And I mean, it happens to the best of us. Also, don't feel bad about shower. Like I never, these are real gold. These are gifts from my parents, but I like never take them off. I sleep with them. I bathe with them. I do all the things with them. And so like, if I couldn't do that with a necklace, I probably almost wouldn't wear it because like, that's just the kind of person that I am. I just want to, if I'm going to get it, I'm going to wear it. I'm going to wear it.
It's also funny because for like a couple of, maybe last week, I would be in the bath and I would feel like a little irritation. And I even sort of psyched myself out where I was like, am I like making this up or am I feeling itchy?
Was that after he had suggested it or before?
Before.
Oh,
so it probably, but
then
I just,
you weren't making it up because
exactly.
Like if anything, it would be psychosomatic after the power of suggestion.
Right. Well, but for all you listeners, my birthday's tomorrow. If you're listening to this today on Wednesday. So if you want to get me a present, I'll take a non-green creating tight neck chain. Thank you.
What's on your Amazon wish list?
Grandma's shake. So that's my complaint.
Grandma's. Thank you
for hearing me out. I never thought I'd be talking about jewelry turning me green, but here we are in 2024. That's my complaint.
Another year, another complaint added to the ledger.
Thank you.
You know, you're never too old to complain. That's
you're never
thing.
Fully dressed without green tarnish.
Is that what it is? Tarnish? I guess so.
I guess. I don't know.
Right?
No, because tarnishing, I think, is from like real gold.
Or silver? Does silver tarnish?
New friends silver, old friends gold. Shout out to last week. That's a RuPaul
song.
One
is silver and the other is gold, right?
Yeah, whatever. All right.
Make
well,
new friends, but keep the old. Shout out to last week.
That's right.
One is silver,
Queen,
and the other is gold.
Would you be interested, in honor of my birthday, in jumping to an online review?
Oh my God. I cannot wait.
Review that review.
Why, hello. We are your trusty review queens.
Why, hello.
Why, hello. I don't know if you remember me since last sound cue. It's still me, your trusty review queen. We bring in reviews from the internet that we feel need to be inspected.
We read the review, then we break it down together and rate the impact of the review on a scale from 0 to 5 crowns. This process is very regal and we call it
Assess That Kvetch.
All right. What did you decide would be appropriate for my grandma's birthday?
Oh my God. Happy birthday, grandma. Any ideas?
Is it McDonald's related?
It's obviously McDonald's.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. So I need to talk to you about this, Trey, because I almost sent you McDonald's in the mail, but then, like, truth be told, I, like, messaged David, and I think he's doing a wedding. I messaged Emily. I messaged Leticia. What? What's your other friend?
Leticia.
Is it Leticia? Am I wrong?
What?
God, I messaged. Oh, God.
Leticia.
Lucinda. Lucinda.
Lucinda. I was like, I didn't even get Lucinda from Leticia.
I literally messaged Lucinda.
Oh, my God.
Your husband, Emily Crowder. And then I realize I'm not friends with your sister, Mandy, on Instagram. I requested. I don't know how we got away with that for so long. But I could not get your McDonald's order. And then somewhere in the recesses of my mind, I had a memory, which I don't know if the memory is accurate for present time or not, but that you like stopped eating McDonald's at a certain point.
Right.
Is that true? Is that still intact?
This is bringing up a lot of emotions for me. But partially because of our conversation, because when I did the McDonald's drive-thru on the after show,
yes,
you even pointed out, like, because the after I watched Super Size Me, I was like, I'm not going to eat McDonald's anymore. But I continued to eat Burger King and Wendy's and whatever. And you said, right, that documentary could have been about any fast food.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, why am I abstaining from this? And when I did the McDonald's review, you were like, oh, is this the one you go to? And I was like, I haven't eaten McDonald's since 2009, except I had a McFlurry. So I actually went. I didn't tell anyone. I didn't even tell David. I went to the McDonald's. Okay. And I honestly found it to be gross.
Okay. But well, no, I know. That's why I was like, my original plan was to also send you McDonald's so that you could eat McDonald's while we read this review.
Oh my God.
But I couldn't get the order. And then I was like, I better not risk it. So I have other plans for your birthday gift.
Is this why you asked me about Chipotle?
Yeah, because then I was like, maybe I'll send him Chipotle. Because then I was like, well, are there other fast foods that I definitely know Trey eats? And then I was like, well, Chipotle's owned by McDonald's.
Is it?
And I was, yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so then I was like, my roommate's getting me Chipotle. What should I order? But then I was like, you know what? I couldn't.
That's really slick of you, because I did not catch that at all.
I mean, I really tried to word it in a way that I was like, how am I going to not get him to know? But then I was like, what if it's cold? Trey hates cold food. And then it's also late. Like, I didn't know if you ate dinner already. So I was like, I'm not going to do this. And then the happy birthday grimace gave me a different idea.
Okay.
Which we'll talk about later. So anyway, with all of that backstory in mind, Trey, we're going to read a 3-star review of a McDonald's that I frequented, not going to lie, when I lived in New York, because it's the one in Union Square.
Okay.
Yeah, the overall for this claimed McDonald's page on Yelp for this location.
Is it like 2.5?
2.2. And there's 103 reviews.
Wait, that's insane, because it's literally Union McDonald's. Square. Like,
and it, yeah.
Like, of all of the McDonald's that exist in Manhattan, like, the Union Square location is 2.2. That is very bad.
It's not a great look, but it's also like, really kind of like, why? Like, it's McDonald's. Don't we sort of know what we're getting?
Right.
This particular review really stood out to me. So I figured I got to bring it in. It's actually an old review. It was written in 2008. So I was still in college at the time.
You were probably eating there.
I could have been sitting right next to Chris H. when he thought up this review. So this is a 3-star review written by Chris H. Ooh, here we go. Chicken McNuggets. To be sung in an off-key, screechy voice, preferably drunk. Oh, no. Okay, I'm gonna try not to do the screechy for you guys. Okay. Chicken McNuggets.
No.
You'll always be there for me wherever I go. Anybody in the city, whenever I'm hungry, especially night, I only need a look for golden arches.
Oh my God.
There's a long waiting line, the pale fluorescent light, the red, yellow interior design, the fake plans.
What?
And of course the dredges and the drunkards of the night.
Drunkards?
Both in front and behind the
what?
Sure.
What?
But how distasteful, how disgraceful, however, well, just nasty.
Okay.
I'll always return for your no.
My God, we've lost the plot.
Get those tasty little golden things.
No!
Full of chicken
ew.
Full of chicken tasting material.
Ew.
That's so gross.
Juicy, tender, and hot. And how about that? So sweet and sour.
Oh, God.
Sauce. 10 to a box I usually take, sometimes even 20. Once I did 50 plus two large fries and drinks.
What?
That was in Chicago. Thought it was not on the menu. It was on the register machine.
What? What does that mean?
A speakeasy, so award thing. I could probably eat more. I'm too scared to find out.
Oh, God.
But I'm sure it's a lot. Please don't judge me. It's just... these things are so damn tasty. I love me some. No. Yes. Chicken McNo.
Yeah, we got it, Chris. Yes. We got it.
You'll always be there.
Oh my God.
You'll always be there for me. Wherever I go. Any block in the city. Whenever I'm hungry, especially night, I only need to look for golden arches. God, Trey, I hope you appreciate that. I had to make myself very vulnerable to get through that.
You need a cough drop, I feel like. That was a lot of rock singing.
I feel like the right genre. But just so we know, I wasn't trying to be annoying.
Let me ask.
Yeah.
Was the pulsating, because it was caps and undercaps and caps
no,
and lowercase?
It was just like there's certain words that they just spelled like speakeasy sort of thing, for example. Like... speakeasy sorrrrrrrrrrrt.
Oh my God.
I love me some nuggets and UGETTZ.
So do you think Chris was drunk when they wrote this?
Oh my God. I think so. I do.
You know, you unlocked a memory for me because... I guess Chris did, because I do recall being drunk in college.
Oh, God.
And this is danger conversation. Do not recommend this. But my friend Kristen Eason, my friend Adam Roberts, and I, we got so drunk. And Adam Roberts was famous for being the best drunk driver. This is not anything to be proud of.
Okay.
So he would always have to drive. And we would go to McDonald's. And his trick was extra cheese. And that's how you knew it was going to be made fresh.
Oh.
So I'm relating to Chris here with drunk food, drunk eating at night. But mm-hmm. I do have a question.
Yeah.
The drunkards in the store and behind the counter, are they saying that the workers are drunk too?
Both in front and behind the counter. Spelled CounnNNNNNNNNTER.
Do you think Chris was really drunk?
I do too. Like, I do. I think that they got drunk and then they thought that this would be, like, a really funny thing to do.
Does it have a lot of, like, likes and helpful votes or anything?
It actually only has 3 useful, 11 funny, and 5 cool.
That's it?
That's it.
Also, what has occurred to me in the song was, obviously, yeah. McDonald's is, like, the king of branding. Like, literally the M is so recognizable.
Yes.
And then in that same breath, golden arches automatically is the McDonald's M.
And we break it down to the pale fluorescent lights, the fake plants, which is
hilarious.
I wouldn't even think of that, but that's so true.
And then, all right, well, we just got to talk about the nuggets.
Okay.
I'm going to share from my experience.
Yes.
I think the McNuggets are gross. I don't find them to be tasty little golden things filled of chicken materials. I'm going to go puke. I'll be right back.
Chicken material is like one of the grosser things I've ever heard.
But accurate.
But accurate.
And I love Chris's awareness of like, it's not chicken. This is a McNugget. Like, they're not even calling it a chicken nugget. Right. It's a McNugget.
They're just calling it McNuggets. Yeah.
I mean, all right. Useful, new, valuable info. I think it's pretty valuable. God. You can like take care of your hangover tomorrow by going to the Golden Arches. You will have great company around you because everyone else is drunk, even the workers, apparently, and feel better. God, I cannot imagine eating 50 and two large fries in Chicago.
Two large fries and drinks, plural, in Chicago. How drunk were you?
Also, they mentioned the sweet and sour sauce. What's the sauce you're going to go for?
I like a honey mustard.
I like barbecue or honey mustard.
I like barbecue. I like ranch. I like if I'm going to do ranch, I like to have the barbecue because I like a barbecue kind of ranch combo sometimes. Yeah. I like a honey mustard. And then I'm just like a ketchup girl, too.
It's just endearing to me that if you're drunk and your relation to McDonald's is like you're always there for me when I'm wasted to like leave this. Wait. It's a 3-star. Why is it 3-star?
Ding, ding, ding. I was waiting for you to catch that. Is it the chicken material?
No, because it doesn't seem like Chris is judgmental of that.
I mean, he just ordered 50 of them.
Well, now I'm very... Well, that's going to play a huge role in how I crown Chris. Yes.
Because
this is clearly a 5-star.
Yes, clearly. It's a song.
It's a song.
It's a song.
It's a song.
It's a song, and it's talking about...
This is like an Ozzy Osbourne anthem.
Yes, exactly. In the way I sang it. But it's interesting because they say, but however disgraceful, they say twice. However, well, just nasty. You might have missed this in all of the, because they spelled it crazy. I'll always return for the nuggets.
So this is maybe even more of the awareness of Chris that like, maybe Chris only goes there when they're drunk. Because they're maybe aware is McDonald's
like,
is nasty.
Yeah, like I'm aware it's kind of gross.
But...
Like when I turn from like Chris H to Ozzy Osbourne, I need the chicken nuggets.
Well, you know what? Here, I think that this is part of the flaw in the review is it could be clearer even in your drunkenness. Yes. Chris, you have a duty in this review. All right, we got to talk.
Just one stanza, like I gave it 3 stars because, you know, would have helped.
Or maybe they're so drunk they thought they hit 5, but
that's what I thought.
Off and it slid over, you know.
That's what I actually had the same thought, Trey.
Spelling grammar, insane.
I mean, they've created their own spelling. I mean, spelling and grammar, I'll say like intentional, very intentional.
All right, that's a good point too.
There's stanzas in this. It looks pretty the way it's written out.
The truthful shady here for me is part of the drunkenness. Like, I can't tell if it's a joke and they're not drunk or if they are
currently
drunk.
But, like, do we have to consider the context? Because wouldn't you think a lot of people would be getting McDonald's drunk?
I do. I mean, I do think that's right because they're famous for being 24 hours. Like, I think they're one of the first.
I mean, in fact, yesterday when I was driving home from work really late, there was a DUI checkpoint that I had to go through and it was right next to the McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Entrapment. But I do believe, Chris, whether it's meant to be 5, whether it's meant to be 3, whether they think it's gross or what. They love these chicken nuggets. I mean, they're singing their praises.
Clearly. They're singing a whole song.
So I find it truthful, not shady. I'm just confused about the 3 versus 5 and nasty, disgust, you know. I do think this is probably common. Because even you unlocked that memory of my college days of like McDonald's was for when you're drunk.
Yeah, when you got drunk, you walked through the drive-thru of McDonald's.
And I find people tend to be brand specific with fast food. And I think it's typical for people to be obsessed with McDonald's. It is a culture.
For sure.
The Golden Arches.
Yeah.
Thoroughly humored and entertained. Oh, I don't know how much of that is the performance, but we couldn't have gotten the performance without the text.
That's right.
And you honored the text, Queen.
I did my best to honor what Chris had written here.
Tish got you ready for that.
I mean, I did my best. But I do think that this is funny. This is interesting. This is different. I like, you know, I definitely was humored.
Personally. I think I could crown Chris H.
Okay, let's crown them.
So Chelsea and I each have our own set of 0 to 5 crown cards. In an effort to be fair and not influenced by one another, we will simultaneously reveal our McNugget ratings.
The queens are tabulating.
After listening to feedback from hundreds of thousands of users, Clean Email designed the best way to clean out your email inbox while keeping your data safe and respecting your privacy. Clean Email works on any device and with all email service providers. With Clean Email, you aren't doing a one-off, one-time sweep of your inbox. You're automating your email cleaning tasks to keep your inbox clean going forward. Now, some of my personal favorite features include pause, mute, hello, block emails from senders who don't offer that little link at the bottom to unsubscribe, so annoying. Plus, never miss anything important because Clean Email sends summaries of all of the activities performed. Whether you're trying to achieve inbox zero or simply get rid of emails cluttering your data storage, use our code REVIEWQUEEN for 25% off at clean.email. Or go ahead and use that direct link in our show notes, and you can start enjoying the pleasure of a decluttered inbox, honey.
Time for school.
Okay. I'm holding up 4.5 crowns. Trey is holding up 3.5 crowns. Quite a discrepancy between the two of us. Trey, you go first. Why 3.5 crowns for our musician, Chris H?
Well, because my first question is like, who's looking at reviews for a McDonald's? And then I was thinking, well, because you want to know if this is a gross location or like if right. there's like issues. So I actually can understand, like, let me look up the reviews of the Union Square McDonald's.
Sure.
The fact that it's 2.2 overall is disgustingly horrifying.
Yes.
But then ultimately, this is very funny. It's very entertaining. It doesn't tell me anything specific to this location necessarily. It's just funny and stupid, and it's not harming anyone. The 3 versus 5 is very confusing. But I'm sure with this 2.2 total, that 3 is probably helping the yes. rating, making it higher. So, yeah. Chris, God love you. I hope your life is filled with McNuggets and that your cholesterol is
50
okay.
at a time.
That you have good heart health.
Your cholesterol's all right.
So 3.5 for me. Why'd you say 4.5?
I said 4.5 because truth be told, I knew it was Trey's birthday. I wanted to do a fast food review. I picked McDonald's because it's sort of the king of fast food.
So
I Googled
funny.
Like funniest Yelp reviews for McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And this was on the list. And it was the only one on the list that didn't just talk about poop and like diarrhea the whole time.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm just sort of like over
right.
that. Humor. And I think right. this is really unique and different. It stood out to me immediately when I even saw it and the way that it was all divided up. I just think it's funny that they gave an instruction to the person that's reading it, like the style that they wanted this to be read. I think it's a little bit winky. When you're writing a review for McDonald's, you are kind of writing it for review's sake, right? You are yeah. kind of writing it to be on a BuzzFeed list. So I can't really apply some of the same rules that I do for other reviews, I feel like, to this one. And for that reason, pretty successful. 4.5 crowns, almost a review queen. Not really sure about the 3 stars with such a glowing song review. That was where I lost the half crown here for Chris. But other than that, solid.
Good job, Chris. I hope you're happy and full.
I mean, this was a long time ago. I wonder if Chris has still eaten 50 nuggets at a time from the secret menu. And I wonder if it still exists or if it was like ushered out with great Biggie fries.
Oh, my God.
Right? But anyway, Trey, we've reached the most regal portion of our show. Who are you inducting for?
My Royal Highness.
Okay. Over the weekend, I got so lost in a book. And I am someone who loves reading, but I don't really have a lot of time for reading. And I have to be sucked in immediately. And it is challenging for me because I do spend so much of my time editing the show. But I had a window of time. So there is this author. Her name is Rebecca Makai, M-A-K-K-A-I. She's had maybe 6 books published to date. I found her during the pandemic because she was one of the finalists for the Pulitzer Prize for a novel called The Great Believers, which just destroyed me. This was 2019. It was pre-pandemic and was one of the greatest reads I've ever had. So they have this new novel that came out early 2023 and I didn't hear about it until over the weekend. And I did that thing where I was like, I have to find it. The novel is called I Have Some Questions for You. So I was in just because of The Great Believers, but the short little log line here, it is fiction, true crime, It's like a murder mystery, but Rebecca Mackay isn't like genre specific. She's such a genius writer, and she's a professor as well. And she's like already so prolific, but she breaks like the genre that she writes. It's crazy. So I just have such mad respect for her, but I obviously like murder mysteries and I like true crime and all of that. So I was in. And the log line of the book is the main character, Bodhi, she is a podcaster and is asked to return to teach a 2-week course at her boarding high school where her roommate had been murdered, found dead in the school's swimming pool. Possibly the wrong person was incarcerated. It's just a fascinating book. And so much of Rebecca Mackay's genius is in the descriptive, emotional nature that she can tap into as a writer. The whole book is about memory and what happens to memory, how we contort memory, and the trauma of being a high schooler and how you feel about yourself and how you think you're being perceived. And then returning to the place of the crime, this boarding school. And I went to a boarding school in high school. So just walking in the place where you saw the world as a younger person and who you thought you would become. And there's so much melancholy there. And then the whole, it's just like, I could go on and on and on. It was a really fun, I literally Chelsea devoured it in like 4 days.
Wow.
Great book. I'm just going to induct it. I really encourage you, if you're interested, you can do the Audible. You can purchase the book. I think it just came out in paperback in February. But it's also more than just being like a weird true crimey murder mystery. Like, it's not vapid. It like taps into really emotional stuff. And I really loved it. And here I am. I'm going to recommend it to you all. I give it 5 crowns. I Have Some Questions for You by Rebecca Mackay. Go get it at your bookstore or Audible. That is my Royal Highness on my birthday episode.
Love that.
I got long-winded there, but I really enjoyed the book. I encourage everyone to read it.
Yeah, you know I love an Audible, so I might just have to pick that up.
Yeah, test it out.
What a great recommendation.
Thank you. Oh my God, Chelsea, I nearly forgot, but guess what? Another birthday gift.
Listener voicemail.
Oh my God, yay! This is like my birthday.
I know, here we go. So, you may recall last week, you made a request.
I did.
Wouldn't you know, our voicemail bot got our moist... Our voice mailbox got stuffed. Oh, here we go. Let's listen.
Okay.
Hey, queens. It's David. So I just played the game, Is It a Dance or Is It a Prance? From last week's episode. And as a wedding photographer who's been to hundreds of weddings, I thought I would do very well on it. But, Chelsea, you beat me. I only got 4 out of 10. Now, I have to say, I believe that some of these are incorrect. Just from personal experience, for instance, We Are Family versus Love on Top, I have rarely heard We Are Family at a wedding. I mean, think about it. What 27-year-old who lives in New York City wants We Are Family playing at their wedding? It's Love on Top. But, you know, I only got 4 out of 10. So, Chelsea, you beat me. And I will say, I know Trey gave it a shout out, but I Want to Dance with Somebody is hands down the most popular song at a wedding. I don't think I've been to a single wedding that has not had I Want to Dance with Somebody playing, and it packs the dance floor every single time. So I had a lot of fun with this game. Happy dancing. Happy prancing.
Oh my God. David, how is it possible that I could have beat David? Maybe it's just because my experience is going to a lot of bat mitzvahs in the 90s, but We Are Family was like, you were not getting out of the room without hearing We Are Family.
Well, that's very funny you say that, because I was listening as David was listening. And when We Are Family came up, he goes, no, that's at bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was shocked. And David also was like, the year plays such a huge impact, because like the list was compiled in 2021.
Right, right. That's true.
But Whitney will always live on, and we love that.
Ugh, I love that.
And thanks for calling in, David.
Wholeheartedly agree. David, what a great voicemail. Sorry I beat you. Sorry, not sorry. No, love you. Yeah. Please play along. Call in like David if you've played any of the games and you've beaten me or Trey or lost to me and Trey. Own up, fess up, 1-850-REVIEW-0. Thank you, David.
Or you can do like David and literally do both and also say that you think the answers are wrong. That's fun.
Oh, that's fun and totally valid.
Well, we did it, queen. That's another round on the RU and RQ. I'm loving it. Ferris wheel.
I'm loving it.
Birth.
Thank you for joining us today. I hope you're loving it. If you liked what you heard, please tell a friend.
If you did not love it, then I hope you go tell Grimace or another enemy. Ooh,
that's right. Okay, on this week's After Show Pod, you guys, I have another McDonald's review. It is a Google review, a one-star review for McDonald's, and I'm bringing it into the After Show because I just had to bring this second review in because I just couldn't get enough from this list that I found. And just wait.
Buckle in, all right. Yes. Well, I'm so curious with that lead-in. Why did this get said? To say, like, the devil is the franchisee of Jiffy Lube, that is so funny.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, I wonder. Really curious.
And I was so much older then. How interesting.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Exactly.
Well, in the meantime, make sure as you're enjoying your McNuggets that you remember.
Ignore the haters. You're a queen.
Ginger non Mc Ronald McDonald
you're McQueen. Queens.
McQueen. Bye.
Bye.
Sign up directly on Apple Podcasts to hear our weekly members-only after show. Unlock additional benefits when you become a Patreon member at reviewthatreview.com/Patreon. Follow us on all the socials at The Review Queens and join our mailing list at reviewthatreview.com. Our kvetch line is open 24/7 at 1-850-REVIEW-0. You never visit, you never write. Give us a call now.
That's so sweet. Right, you were... It's so sweet you were trying to organize a delivery.
I know, I did try.
I'm sorry it didn't work out.
It's okay. Cue the music. Send us off with Grimace.
I'm reloading it all in.
I just got the Grimace shake. Ooh, that sounds delicious. Do you want the Grimace shake? Yes, it's so nutritious. If I drink it, will it be a big mistake? Why would you ever think that? They say it could put your life at stake, and once you drink it, you can't go back. Happy birthday, Grimace. What is on your Amazon wish list? You're giving me everything and more. You're the new friend we're looking for. Happy birthday.
All right, Queen.
That was an abrupt fade out. Thank you.
I know. For Fantastic. Your birthday, Trey, I didn't tell you, but I'm going to tell you in this little cutout. I'm going to send you an Amazon gift card. I want you to buy something from your Amazon wish list with the Amazon gift card that I send
Aww.
You. And then I want you to do a live review on next week's after show. So all the more reason to join Patreon. Join for this crazy review. And then next week, you're going to hear a live review of Trey. From his Amazon wish list.
Thank you, Chelsea.
You're welcome. I love you.
Love you guys. We'll see you Friday. Bye.
Bye.